Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us for TMC Call. Today is Faithfulness Tuesday. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for keeping us another day. Lord, we praise your name. We love and adore you. We praise you for everything you've done this morning. Lord, those who plan what is good find love and faithfulness. God is trying to do some good things in us, through us, around us, and glorify us, and glorify him. Lord, we praise God for the two amazing women, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for this Master Call Connection Monday through Friday. Pray for the speaker that's going to down uplift us this morning and a word in the telecommunications sanctuary. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon fan for sharing artists' life and worldwide. We thank you. Father God, we thank you for the prayer warriors and the guests that joined us this morning, and Mother Oliver, over 102 years old. God, we bless you. We thank you. We love you. We're going to be prayer requests for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, Minister Kai, Mother Beatrice, and Minister Robin Grandmother, Lester and Minister Sharon Powell's daughter-in-law, and Kendra Carter, Gail Stephanie. We pray for them this morning with their health, Lord. Paula Bosley. Pray for everyone in the bereaving family, like Doug Grace, and the family of Ada Grace, Minister Ada Grace, and her family. Pray for this Ryan Stewart family, Joyce, the mother of transition, and my cousin John Petty, that transitioned on Sunday morning. Let us all seek the Lord for his direction. In Jesus' name we pray. My name is Minister Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Loud and clear. Take it away. God bless you and have a good day.
Thank you. God bless you. And thank you for greeting us this morning with that powerful tag, Faithful Tuesday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Well, good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia. And I would love to tell you a little bit about our call, the Master's Call. It was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on this scripture coming from Psalms 88:13. And that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Cynthia so wonderfully did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing right now, or maybe you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share. Maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report. Well, you could submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We all were woven together through a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712 770 4005. The PIN number for that call is 294-617-pound. And if you need a bypass number, that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Tuesday, so it's Presidential Tuesday on that call. And now for our speaker of the hour, it is our very own Songbird Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale is the daughter of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She's a middle child, having an older sister, Yvette, and a younger brother, Aaron. She's a graduate of California State University, Long Beach. She is single, saved, and satisfied with Jesus. She's the mother of one son, Kalon Taj Williams, and she's currently employed with the City of Culver City in the Transportation Department. She is also a transformational professional with Artists International. She has served several years as parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles and is an active member of her church, Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where Pastor Bishop Kenneth Ulmer serves. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, encourage, and support others, especially her son, Kalon. Minister Tiffany understands that the Master's Call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in her spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Minister Tiffany, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca. We praise God for you. We thank you so much for being our hostess this morning. To Minister Cynthia, thank you for seating us and for greeting us today and for giving us our tag for this day, Faithfulness Tuesday. And to my co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Patton, I thank God for you daily for your yes, because if it was not for your yes when God gave you this assignment, then we would not have this platform. So I simply say thank you, thank you, thank you. And to each and every single one of you who have dialed in to this call at this divine and appointed hour, I love each and every single one of you, and I send Jesus' joy to each of you. And I thank you for being here, because if you were not here every day, then this would not go forth. And so I just simply say thank you. I thank Jesus for allowing me to wake up this morning. And so let us go to God in prayer. God, I just thank you. I thank you that you are our refuge, that you are our strength, that you are our strong tower. I thank you that you know the plans that you have for our lives. And God, in this day, we trust you. And I ask right now, as I would come forth to be used as your vessel, that you would increase in me as Tiffany Parise Lauderdale decreases, that your word will go forth uncontaminated, unhindered, and unfiltered in the name of Jesus, Father. And I decree and declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, wow. This year, 2018, is moving steadily along
And many of us have been fasting, for what I believe 18 or 19 days. I have lost the count because I'm in between two different fasts right now. But God has really, truly been speaking to me loud and clearly. This time is a time like no other. And so I thank God for what he's doing in this season. I thank God for what he's doing in our lives. We look around us, we see so much chaos, we see confusion already. There are many of us who have brought situations that should have been dead and buried in 2017. We seem to have carried that extra baggage and that extra weight into 2018. And so as we are in the very beginning of a new season, a new year, many of us have brought in worry. And so the Lord, he said, Tiffany, you know, my people seem to be dissatisfied with what I have done in their lives. They take for granted that every day there is a new opportunity. If you're able to wake up and to get up, to speak up, to listen up, to live up, to step up, and we take that for granted. We start murmuring and we start complaining. We start being restless. We start being stressed and we start to become worried. So the Lord simply said to me this morning, and he took it from, and we're going to Matthew chapter 6. Verses 25 through 34. And the topic in my Bible, which is in the NIV, simply says, do not worry. So my message today is simply that, do not worry. And it's all in the red, which means this is Jesus speaking to us. And this is what he says. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body. What you will wear, is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? 26, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? 28, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You are of little faith. So do not worry saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. To God be the glory for the reading and the hearers of his word. So simply, God is saying to each and every single one of us, do not worry. Of course, I like to give definitions, so let me give you the definition of what the word worry is. It's a state of anxiety and uncertainty over actual or potential problems. Synonyms are anxiety, distress, stress, uneasiness, and tension. So TMC family, I'm telling you right now, do not worry about what's going on. Many times, not only are we worrying about our own stuff, but most of the time, we're worried about somebody else's. We're worried about things that we have no control over, that are completely and totally outside of our lane, that we didn't have anything to do with, but somebody else brought it to our table and put it in our ear, and we decided to eat from that stuff that they were going through, and now we're sitting here being worried about it. Worry is the opposite of faith and trust. It steals our peace and joy, and it even makes us sick. When we worry, we actually torment ourselves. We're doing the enemy's job for him. Worry is caused by not trusting God. Let's say that again. Worry is caused by not trusting God. We do not trust God to take care of our beings. We do not trust God enough to take care of the situations that we're in. A lot of times God is throwing test after test to us, but what are we doing? We don't trust him. We're just doing whatever we want to do. We don't even ask God, Lord, I need you to help me with this situation. We just go on through the day trying to work it out ourselves. God will take care of us if we trust him. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all, A-L-L, and I'm going to say, we're going to capitalize that this morning, with all your heart, and capitalize these two words, do not, D-O-N-O-T, capitalize it, do not rely on your own insight or understanding. You know, sometimes our thinking and our thought patterns are totally and completely off from what God would have us to do. And so we end up getting ourselves in these crazy whirlwind tsunami situations and we cannot get out. Why? Because we have alleviated and eliminated God from our equation. So simply trusting God is the greatest stress and worry reliever in the world. Sometimes we say, God, I'm not sure what to do about my problem or my situation, but I know that I can't fix it on my own. So ask God, God, tell me specifically, what would you have me to do? God, show me. Do you know that he wants to give you the plan that he has for you, but he's simply waiting for you to ask? Dr. Vanessa has been talking about to us about asking. We have to become bolder and braver in what we ask God for. Many times we are not even asking for it. We're thinking it in our head, but we're not asking for it so that it would be able to manifest itself and give us the solutions that we need in our everyday life. Do not worry. In Philippians 4, it tells us to be anxious for nothing. Read that in your spare time. Philippians 4, chapter 4. Just read the whole thing. But look at verses 6 and 7. It says, be anxious for nothing, for anything. Don't be anxious. Just be at peace and sit still and wait on God. Ask him to help you with whatever it is that you're going through. We're on this fasting. We have been given directives by Dr. Vanessa, and that was to have no meat, no sweets, no alcoholic treats. And many of us, we won't even come together as a body and do and follow the instructions that were given to us so that it can set up our lives in the beginning of this year in a different way. And then maybe we would be able to hear the plans and the purposes that God has for us. Why? Because we have surrendered and submitted ourselves that his will be done in our lives. You know, I see people eating fried chicken eating chips and having cake and you know, having mimosas on Sundays at brunch. And I'm thinking, I thought we was on a fast. I thought we were given a directive or asked to participate in something as a body. And we wonder why things are going on in the world and everybody seems to be worried, but simply because we're not following the instructions of the Lord. If you haven't started on the fast with us, it's still not too late. Some of us are going for 21 days and others are going for 40. But I'm just asking you to sacrifice some time in your life for Christ. Allow him to be your peace. In John 14 and 27, it says, peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. God is your peace. God is your strength. God is your stress reliever. God is your all in all. But I'm asking you this morning to do not worry, but trust God in all things. Rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, with every single thing that you can go through, and watch how God will direct your path. Place your trust in God. Believe that God will take care of your situation in his perfect timing. That's key. In his perfect timing. He does not operate on your timetable. He does not operate according to when you say he needs to show up. His perfect timing is perfect. Humble yourself before him and watch and wait on him. He will help you to succeed in every single area of your life. God wants you to cast your cares and worries upon him. Do not carry that extra baggage. If you brought stuff from 2017, I'm going to tell you right now, put it in a trash bag and throw it in the dumpster today. Get rid of it. Don't carry it because you don't have to. God said to give it to him and let him take care of it. And I'm telling you right now, if you follow these simple instructions that I'm saying today, that your 2018 will be the best year ever. Seek God first and his righteousness and know that every single thing that you need, he will give to you. This is what I say to you today, TMC fam. You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
My hands are raised because I'm surrendered. Your will is what's best for me. I promise to never leave you lonely. So this is what I'm going to do. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
I love each and every single one of you. Put your trust in God. Do not worry. Do not fear, but trust him and watch what he will do for you. Back over to you, Minister Rebecca.
Wow. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that beautiful and encouraging word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord, and we just trust in you, Lord, with all of our heart. We thank you for this gorgeous day that you have made, Lord. We thank you for Minister Tiffany Lauderdale and her family and community. We thank you for blessing her into overflow and giving her your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. Lord, do something super special and supernatural for her, Lord, where she knows that this blessing can only come from you, Lord. Thank you for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, thank you for healing Dr. PK, and also, Lord, for giving them your full blessing, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. Lord, we lift up artists, Lord, and we lift up the artist family, the Diaz de Leon family, and all of the family, the people and the families in the corporate office, Lord. Mr. Alfredo Orozco, Dr. Kelly, the marketing team, every fulfillment center, and just the corporate office. Father God, we thank you for the success strategies and creative formulas and products that you have. Lord, we thank you for their leadership, Lord, and that you are the head of their household. Thank you for giving them strength and health, traveling mercies, and clear communication in the field. Lord, we lift up also any of our family members that are sick. Lord, we lift them up to you. Father God, we thank you for healing Minister Kai, Mother Beatrice, Leslie Stowers, Kendra Carter, Gail Shepherd, and Paula Boise, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We thank you that they prosper and be in health even as their soul prospers. Thank you, Lord, for covering our bereaved families, the Grace family, the Stewart, and the Joyner family. Thank you for our TMC family, Lord. Thank you for loving them and just doing something super special for each of their hearts, Lord, so that they just give you all your glory and your honor and your praise. Father God, we thank you, and we just pray all of this in King Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and our PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And the new morning motivational call is next. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Tiffany, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rebecca. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. As you go through this day and forevermore, we will not worry, We will not complain, but we will trust you, Lord. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous, in the magnificent and majestic name of Jesus Christ, our Jehovah Jireh, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, go out and make your Tuesday great and make every step count. Know that we love you and God loves you best. We will hear you back here on the line on tomorrow. Be blessed. Goodbye for now.